There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Today we have two from the UK and two from the USA. And let's begin across the Atlantic in Brighton, England, at an all-you-can-eat restaurant called The Gobi. It's one of those Mongolian barbecue kind of places where you can eat as much as you want for 12 pounds. And that's what George Damon and his friend Andy Miles did. Until the owner came over to him and said, okay, that's all you can eat. It took him 2 years to say that to the ex-rugby players. The owner says they were just too greedy. They would just come in and pig out. Quote, we put up with them for 2 years, but I've had enough. They're in such a hurry to beat everyone to the food, they spoil everything. We're supposed to be a buffet, but they eat everything out of the bowls before people can get there. We just can't keep doing this. George says, they've only got small bowls. You can't get in there to get as much as you want. Yeah, we've been eating there for a couple of years. Then suddenly the owner comes to our table and tells us we're a couple of pigs and bans us for life. I can't believe this. The owner counters that all they do is come in and eat the food. They never pay for any drinks, which they don't even order, and they never pay the optional service charge. So they're losing money on these guys, and now they're banned for life until it goes to court, of course. Back to the USA to go to western Nebraska, Melbita, Nebraska, specifically, where we find 50-year-old Larry Sperling charged with disturbing the peace for assaulting his wife with a sandwich. Sperling's wife called 911 late Sunday, reported that he pushed her down during an argument, rubbed a sandwich in her face. No word on the actual lunch meat in the sandwich, but when the cops showed up, sure enough, there were breadcrumbs in the bedroom. Now we go back to England, Northampton, England, where a sofa store robbery was foiled after two would-be thieves forgot to close the doors of their getaway van. The guys pulled up behind the Sofa King in Northampton, went to the loading dock, walked into the store, picked up two brown sofas and put them into the back of their white van. Then they got into the driver's seat and the passenger seat. All of this while they were being observed by store manager Justin Hallett, who noticed that they had left the rear door of the van open, so he and another guy from the store went and took the sofas back while the robbers were in the front. The owner says, luckily, Justin wasn't thinking of his own safety, ran out and jumped into the back of the van, got our sofas back. I think he's in line for a Christmas bonus now. He was pretty brave. And then we finish in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, where the cops got a call from bank security officials that there had been a robbery attempt. A guy wearing a nylon stocking mask and a Browns ball cap walked in, walked up to a teller, demanded cash. The problem was that the teller had just gone to the bathroom and had locked her cash drawer, taking the key with her. A customer service representative who was on duty found it was locked and said, I can't give you anything. The drawer is locked. The robber looked at her and walked out empty-handed. Last seen leaving on foot, eastbound. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'll have a new batch for you tomorrow afternoon when I fill in for Frank and the gang on the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition here on the Big 550 KTRS.